Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have listened. What promises to be a fun day for a lot of reasons. So let's get right into it right here on Political Coffee. Yes, a little politics that impacts your life. Over a cup of coffee. That's what we talk about on the show, with an eye towards, well, helping you maybe discover the hidden little arguments that can be persuasive in your world. You know what? If you want to change Oregon, friends, well, we do it one person at a time. We do it with a lot of prayer and a lot of effort. Because politics, sadly, it just influences every part of our life. So, is the presidential impeachment effort, is it going to impact us here in Oregon? You know, water runs downhill, right? And presidential mood, if you will. And look, lots of things going on politically in Washington, D.C. and across the country are going to impact what happens here in Oregon in the coming month. In fact, in the next election, don't you think? Including, does it matter now that the big money folks have walked away from repealing the sales tax? That issue is happening here in Oregon. In fact, there's an article by the Taxpayer Association of Oregon. It's on Oregon Catalyst. You can see it on OregonWatchdog.com or OregonCatalyst.com. Stop Governor Brown from sabotaging our tax repeal petition. Well, she can sign it. She can sign the bill that sabotages our tax repeal petition. I'm going to get a little bit into the weeds on it, so just you hang tight as we go through the show today. But I want to talk about these two things because they really are interconnected, because they impact what happens here in Oregon politically. And that impacts every area of your life, because your cost of living is about to grow dramatically here in Oregon. Even though we have a booming economy, there's a story about that today also. You know, our unemployment rate is an incredible low here. Now, that's good if you're trying to find a job, right? Or if you're trying to, maybe you don't like the job that you're in and you want to find a better job. Well, there are employers out there that are willing to pay you more, assuming that you can pass drug tests and assuming that you know, can show up to work on time and that you are a reliable, good worker. You know, you can really do well in a marketplace like this. So, did Trump go too far, folks? You know, there's a story on, if you read the Drudge headline, it's really interesting because, you know, the House yesterday condemns him as racist, though he said nothing about it. But did his tweets, did they just go too far this time? Now, here's what's interesting, is there was a poll taken that Republican support for Trump rises after these racially charged tweets. Now, that's the headline. Were they racially charged tweets? Or is he just saying something that, you know what, we're sick and tired. It doesn't matter what your race is. If you don't love this country, we're tired of you talking this country down. I mean, didn't Obama do that? Now, just stop for a moment and think about this, friends. Didn't Obama do that? Remember that worldwide apology tour going around the country, around the nation, rather, apologizing for America and the success of who we are as a nation? What was the outcome of that? What was the backlash from that? Did that add into the massive sea change that we had in America in 2010, the Tea Party movement? Was that all part of it, that we as Americans, we believe we are special. We believe that we are exceptional. And if you look at the fact that this recent polling showed something in the neighborhood of about 160 million people around the world would like to come to America, which is impossible, of course, but why would that be? Ask yourself that question. Because we are exceptional. Because we do recognize the individual worth. Not only recognize the individual worth, we recognize the fact that there's something that is very powerful about America, the whole idea of America. So Obama went on this tour. Maybe that contributed to the fact that America said, no, we are exceptional. Don't apologize for us. Maybe that's part of why America was ready to hear Donald Trump saying, make America great again. So when he says what he says in these tweets, and he say things, and then in his subsequent comments, his tweets are one thing, but what he said on the Oval Office yesterday, and my guess is he will continue to say, he's not backing down. He's a fighter. But even more importantly, is what he said what you were thinking? What am I referring to? Well, it's very simple. If you don't love this country, you're free to leave. Go back to wherever you came from, or go find a better place. If you don't like America, leave. Now, there have been times in our country's history when we've said those things. And in fact, it's a little bit of a history lesson. There's been times in our country when people have actually followed through with that. Now, in modern times, you know, Barbara Streisand and all these really irrational, stupid celebrities. Remember when they were saying that if Donald Trump gets elected, they're going to leave America? None of them, because America is that bright, shining city on the hill, as Ronald Reagan said, isn't it? And that's why all these people want to come here. So if you don't like America, why don't you just leave or shut up? Now, look, I know you're free to say whatever you want to say in America, and I will fiercely defend that even if I disagree with what you say. But, you know, if you don't like, isn't that what we are all thinking? Or at least most of us anyway that are right-thinking people. A little double entendre there for you. Us right-thinking folks. I mean, really, if you don't like America, if you don't love America, if you don't appreciate America, if you don't understand what America really means, not just to the world, why don't you just leave? That's what Trump was saying. That's the message that comes through. So this poll, after he makes these tweets, his support for him amongst Republicans rises. Now, isn't that counterintuitive to what the narrative is? So let me even ask you this. How did you feel about his tweets? Do you think that Trump has gone too far? Or maybe he's saying something that needed to be said. And then how does that impact us here in Oregon? Now that's a whole other ball game as we consider those implications. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I'm really kind of curious to know what your impressions of this are, what you're seeing on social media, what you're hearing about in yours at the water cooler around work, especially if you're a state employee. So what do you think? 503-589-1220 at 12 a.m. I wanted to get to you, speaking of emails, by the way, to an email that I got late yesterday from one of our listeners who shall remain nameless. This person said state employee salary increase. He writes, the SEIU 503 got a big win from Kate to keep them alive after losing a good number of their members or potential members. And hang on, folks, on the phones, because I want to read this email because I think it's important. Keep them alive after losing a good number of members or potential members who opted out. Let me stop for a moment in this email, because that's a direct result of what the Freedom Foundation has been doing. You know that because we have been talking about that. They've been on the show many times. They've advertised on the show. They've had an incredible impact in their, not just their lawsuits, but their effort to educate employees, state workers, and other government workers that you have rights. And that especially after the Janus decision, you really have rights. And that the state of Oregon is going to continue to push the envelope. So a lot of members, I mean, as we saw, in, I think it was the Oregon Department of Agriculture, 50% of the SEIU members decided to leave the union. That's incredible. Anyway, this state employee continues. Reading between the lines, what does this large salary increase for large numbers of Democrat-leaning state employees mean? Does this indicate the SEIU has been the one calling the shots and defining and supporting Kate's radical agenda? What about the fact that Kate has put into higher levels of agency and office leadership key SEIU faithful? Scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Well, the reality is yes. Look, here's what happens with Kate and all of the Democrats in this state. Exception maybe of Betsy. When the unions say, jump, they say, how high on the way up? It's an old saying we have that I love to repeat. The reality is that you don't bite the hand that feeds you. I got a million of these folks, so just stay tuned. That's the reality. You know it. It's human nature. Isn't it? Yeah, it is. Kate gave them whatever they wanted. And she did it because she got that big old tax increase. In fact, she got a lot of big old tax increases and fee increases. They got to pay for PERS. And PERS is the, well, it's the red line for the unions as much as anything else. She's going to give them whatever they want because that's how she remains in power. Now, there's lots of implications to this, but I got to get to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We'll start first with Art. Art, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, Jeff. Kudos for our president. He's telling it like it is. You want to talk about racism? Just listen to Omar and her comments about us, white people, and other people who do not, agree totally with the quote-unquote her religion. Although we allow her the right to speak, and boy, does she speak and step in it and just show her true colors. But I would contend that she is the racist, because she's constantly, I mean, look at her opinion of the Jewish people. It's just outrageous. And it makes me mad. And obviously, a lot of people out there are listening to this stuff, and it truly disgusts them. Ocasio-Cortez, saying that, our ICE agents are making these illegal aliens drink from the toilets, when the truth of the matter is, they were drinking from clean water from a unit that was combined to save space in the cells. So, I mean, it's disgusting, the crap that's going on.
It is. And Art, unfortunately, we're at the break. Art, thanks for calling, friend. And we'll expand on that, and we'll talk with Rich about it when we come back. Don't go away, friends. It's 6:20. Lots to get into. Don't want to miss it.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
And we're back, friends. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Did Trump go too far with these tweets? Or is it actually the revulsion against it? Is it actually driving people kind of our side of things? Because he said things that most of us are feeling, not on the racist side, because he never said anything about that. But is it more that he was expressing what we're all kind of thinking? If you're going to say these bad things about white people, if you're going to say these bad things about Christians, if you're not going to condemn the people who attack this nation, some people, Ilhan, if you're not going to condemn that, if you're going to talk down America, why don't you just leave? Is that really what's going on here? And how does that impact us? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. What do you think?
Morning. It happened before in the 60s, and at that time we had the ability to let people go back to where they came from. And he didn't say anything wrong. It wasn't racist. They just want to make it racist. That's all.
Well, of course. He didn't say a word about that. In fact, he said, there's not a racist bone in my body. And in fact, over his business career, he's hired maybe thousands of minority people in his various places of business. And don't you find it interesting, Rich, that none of his employees or former employees have come forward accusing him of sexism, of xenophobia, of racism? Don't you find that interesting?
Oh, not really, because of who he is. He's a guy that's a businessman and has done what he can to do things, and most people understand that. So, personally, I don't see it strange. I think it'd be normal because he's upfront and honest about it. These people are not honest. They don't want to tell you that they work for the Justice Democrats. They don't want to tell you that their goal is the idea that government controls everything.
Well, I think you're right about that. So you don't think that this little kerfluffle has hurt Trump?
I don't think so. From the people I talk to, everyone I've talked to says about time someone who has some substance that people listen to would say it. Personally, I've been saying it for years. If you don't like it, leave. Go to Venezuela. Pick a good country like that. Or
oh,
Cuba,
that's a great idea.
Depends upon which weather conditions you like.
Well, no, absolutely right. I think that ultimately down deep inside, that's what, you know, and maybe it's why this poll shows that his support amongst Republicans actually increased. I mean, I find it stunning. What's interesting, the subheadline is that voters cringe and they shrug. So do you think ultimately that's how people are going to judge Donald Trump when it comes to who they're going to vote for the next election? It's like, well, you know what,
if I was cringing, it's because I was getting ready to jump up and down for joy that somebody said something that needed to be said.
I think you're right. I do. I don't like how he says some things at times on Twitter, but I'm going to tell you, he is saying things that need to be said.
Well, let's put it this way. A lot of times he's saying it because he knows he wants to get a reaction out of it. So one other way to do it, but then to be blunt.
You're absolutely right. Do you think that somebody like that in Oregon could make a difference here?
Well, I've thought that for years, yes.
Who is that person? Is it Boquist? Who would it be?
Well, right now I'd say Boquist. The last person that I thought personally had a chance with Sam Carpenter.
Yeah, because he's more blunt and not a typical politician. You can't lay all this garbage at his feet. Hey, Rich, thanks. I appreciate it, buddy. Let's go next to Brian, who's on the line. Brian, good morning to you. And so what's your opinion about these subjects today?
Good morning, Jeff. I don't think it's hurt him. Those who hate him are going to continue to hate him. And those who know what he's trying to do, they feel pretty much the same way. Now, this woman from Somalia, I would dare her to go to Somalia and speak about any of the warlords or any of the leaders there the way she does about Trump and see if she comes back alive. If Trump was such a Nazi or fascist, all these evil things they say about him, the news media would be all rounded up and either shot or thrown in jail. You wouldn't see him again. And she wouldn't have a platform to run around and spout off. So this America is about like the mythical Camelot. We've been the anomaly of history, because history is full of nothing but tyrants and kings and oppression and hunger and poverty, you know, for the mass majority of people. So we have it here so good that for her to label us as systemic racist, then why does everybody want to come here? You know, why aren't they fleeing? Why don't they go to Pakistan or Somalia or someplace like that? So I don't think it's hurt him. I think he's saying what a lot of people have felt.
I think you're absolutely right. And I have to tell you that this is counterintuitive, to what the political orthodoxy of the Republican establishment, or frankly, the American political establishment, of what they think. You can't, you don't dare say these things. And you know what? I think people are sick of it. I think they're sick and tired of people not saying it because of the very reasons you just articulated. And I think that this ultimately helps him.
Yeah, none of us are saying America has always been perfect. I mean, we lost that at the Garden of Eden, and won't have that again until the Messiah reigns again in Jerusalem. So, in the meantime, I'm very thankful that, you know, that the Almighty saw fit that I was born here and not someplace else. So, I'm thankful. For what I've been blessed with and the place that I live.
Yeah, amen to that, and so am I. Hey, thanks, Brian. I appreciate it very much. So, look, I think that that's really hitting the nail on the head here. Both, well, really everybody who's called this morning gets it. What Trump has tapped into, friends, is that America is a great place. And that we have all kinds of incredible blessings they don't have across the world. I'll tell you, when I was in Africa, when I was in Iraq and in Afghanistan, believe me, this is the most wonderful place on the face of the earth. And for Ilhan Omar, especially, who's a Somali refugee, to come here and to talk this country down after she has been so blessed. You know what? I'm glad Trump is saying this stuff. I know that may sound, again, counterintuitive, a little crazy to you, but you know, it's true. I think it's a game changer. What do you think? And do you think somebody like this could do this in Oregon? And who would that be? Is it Brian Boquist? Is there anybody else? The bottom of the hour, I would love to chat with you about it and some more things when we come back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Now, welcome back. It is 25 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us this morning. If you're just joining us here on Political Coffee, we talk politics over a cup of coffee because it is, well, it's really what impacts your life, sadly, more than it ought to, but that's how it is. So, did Trump go too far with his tweets? Or was he really saying what we all kind of think? You know what? If you don't love America, why don't you just leave? Because America is a pretty special place, especially those of you who are veterans. Whether you've gone to war or not, it's irrelevant. You served this country. America is a pretty special place. You know, Brian brought up a great point, and that is that, you know what, Ilhan Omar could not go back to Somalia, where she came from, as a refugee. She couldn't go back there and say the things about the Somali leader that she does about Trump and expect to live. That's part of what sets us apart as a nation, is this American dream. You know what does that? Our Constitution, our concepts of liberty, that each one of us are granted rights by God, and government can't take them away. That's why the Constitution limits government's impact in our lives. And that is appropriate, in my opinion. So, did Trump go too far? Or is he doing and saying things that are actually speaking to the hearts and minds of Americans out there, whether they're voters or not? Is he saying things that resonate? Well, I think he is. Now, I wish he would say it differently sometimes, because it isn't how I would say it. You know, there's this great verse in the Bible, and I believe it because I think it's a truism of human nature. It's just, you know, treat others like you want to be treated, basically, is what it is. Right? Doing others. So, you know, if you're saying those things, now you have to remember, though, about Trump. He's always reacting to what other people are saying about him first. But he does it in a way that, well, creates these kinds of controversies. Now, look, you can say the wrong things. Okay, now, Trump is this unique person, and I'm saying that in a place like Oregon, where we are considered to be blue, we're really not, we're really more purple than anything else, but where we're considered to be blue, but a Trumpian character like a Brian Boquist, who's unconventional, who's not afraid to say controversial things, who's saying things that maybe people are thinking, like he doesn't want to be a political prisoner. Will those things, if you say them controversial, does it help you or hurt you? Now, you can say the wrong thing. Maybe Brian said the wrong thing in intimating what he said about bringing bachelors and being well-armed. He wasn't going to be taken a political prisoner. Like Trump, he did not say that he was going to shoot state cops. Trump didn't say he was a racist. He didn't say anything about it. But you have to be careful what you say. If you're going to, and this is my advice to any of you that are ever thinking about running for political office out there, and I say this as a guy who advises candidates and how they can run for office. I mean, look, Trump has broken all the molds because the country was ready for someone to do and say what he has said. Now, in that context, to those of you who are thinking about running for office, it could be Salem City Council, could be a school board, could be county commission, state representative, senator, whatever. If you're going to say controversial things, you need to realize that the things you're saying that are controversial need to be what people are thinking. Now, how do you know that? Well, you better have a good sense of intuition, number one. And secondly, you better be talking to people, listening to what they say. Look, I have three strikes against me, okay? First of all, I'm a farmer, fifth-generation Oregon farmer. Yesterday I was out combining grass seed, and I will be again today. Farmers do a lot of talking, especially at the coffee shop. That's just kind of what we are. That's the first strike. Second strike is I'm a recovering politician. Yes, I got elected to the Oregon House of Representatives, served eight years there, right? That's a second strike. The third one is I'm a radio talk show host. That's my third strike. Against what, Jeff? Well, the fact that you talk too much and you don't listen. And this is one of the reasons that I ask you all to call and give me your opinion or send me an email to jeff@1220.am. And I try to read it on the air because I value what you think, but also because I've learned, even though I have three strikes against me, best thing to do is to listen. By listening, you learn and you understand what people are really thinking out there. Doesn't mean everybody's going to agree with you. Heck, do you always agree with your wife? If you're a husband out there and your wife is watching you and you're listening to the show together right now, you're nodding your head, yes, I do. The reality is now, but you in politics, if you can agree with someone most of the time, you know, at least Reagan said 70% of the time, you probably ought to support him. Okay. They're not going to do everything that you want them to do, and they're not going to agree with you on every issue. But the reality is this. If you are listening to people as either a candidate and you're getting a sense of what it is that really matters to them, and you want to make sure in listening to people that you're not listening to just a singular group of people. You want to listen to all points of view. And you know what? Most of us, even though we know you maybe not are going to agree with us, if you listen and listen respectfully and engage people, most of the time that's just what we want. So if you're thinking about running for office out there, and I'm going to give you a little piece of advice here. And I hope that many of you are, because public service is not only an honorable thing, it's a necessary thing. Good people of high moral values and character need to be running and serving others. You don't want to make a career of it necessarily, but, you know, you want to do it for a while because we need it. Because you know what happens? If you don't, somebody else does, who maybe doesn't have the same principles and values that our founders had, maybe that you have, that really did make America great, that frankly continue to make America great. You want to listen to people. Listen to what they think. Engage them. Also, don't be afraid to stand up for what you believe. And if that means you say something that's a little bit controversial, knowing with the knowledge in the back of your brain that you've been hearing this an awful lot across a broad spectrum, or that, frankly, it is human nature. That's the other thing. You know, just think back to 9/11. I'm diverting a little bit here because I wanted to get into this other subject. I'm not sure we're going to get there. 503-589-1220, and that's okay. If you have an opinion about did Trump go too far, has he tapped into what American people are thinking? Maybe you disagree with me right now. That's okay. We can call and talk about it, and I'll be respectful and I'll listen to you, your point of view. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.im. The reality is, friends, if you are thinking about running for office, engage people. Listen to them. Don't shy away. Talk about why you are running for office. And you need to answer that question for yourself immediately. Because in the back of everybody's mind, the first time, maybe you're running for school board and you're at a PTA meeting. Or maybe you're going door to door in your neighborhood, in your ward or whatever, for city council. People want to know why. They want, because they're judging you. So when Trump comes out and he has said these very controversial things, think back to his, and I'll go back to my 9/11 analogy in a moment because I want to circle all this together here. Think back to that first Republican debate. There was about 16 Republicans on the stage. And Trump was the only one who raised his hand saying he wouldn't support the nominee. Whoa, everybody freaked out. But isn't that kind of human nature? America's a special place. 9/11 proved that a nation can come together when we're viciously, just like we did, attacked, just like we did Pearl Harbor. December 7th, 1941. So people feel so strongly about the concept of a nation in America because we are special, because we are different. We are that shining city on the hill. That's why 160 million people want to come here. So intuitively, when people are talking us down, and Trump says, you know what? If you don't like America, why don't you leave? That's what we're thinking. Now, here's the question for you to ponder. If there are people in your circle of influence who don't like Trump, and they don't like what he's saying, and they're expressing that to you, because maybe they haven't thought about that particular point of view, that, well, maybe he's expressing kind of what we're all thinking. Maybe that's your opportunity to engage them in thoughtful conversation, persuasive conversation. You know, you don't want to be confrontive, but you want to say, well, ask them questions, right? Say things like, so you don't like what Trump said, Well, here's what I think he's saying. He's saying that if you don't love America, and I think it's arguable that some of the comments that these women have made is indicative that they don't love America, and they're talking America down. Do you think maybe that that's what he's really saying here? I mean, he's come out and he said it, but do you think that resonates with people? I mean, how do you feel about America? Don't you love living here? Isn't this the greatest place on the face of the earth? Yeah, we have our problems, but And then maybe use that example that Brian brought up about Ilhan Omar. Let's take her. She's a Somali refugee. She comes here. She gets elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. Could she go back to Somalia and say that? Ask them those questions. And I think it begins to get the wheel turning in their head. Now, if they're a far lefty, don't waste your time, folks, because all you're going to do is get into a fight. But pick and choose those who are persuasive, because that's how you can change your world. Persuading others. It's according to you. What do you think? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, last segment for today. Emails also to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Chris. Chris, good morning. What are your thoughts today? Welcome. Hey, Chris, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, bud.
Hey, there we go. I heard the little click. I was talking to my folks about this morning. I was, you know, the first question I asked them when I went over to their place was, do you think that Trump's tweet was, you know, a little too far? And my mom was kind of like, yeah, and my dad was like, no. And I was like, okay, well, what did he say? You know, and so we started talking about and I kind of thought of something funny was, you know, MLK, judge a person by the content of their character, not, you know, the color of their skin. Well, in this case, judge the president by the content of his message, not the words that he uses, right? And so it never said anything racist. He never specifically mentioned anyone. He never mentioned any countries. He never said don't come back. He never said anything that a racist person would say, okay? Because first and foremost, nobody's going to say come back. If I'm racist and I tell you go back to your country, I'm not going to tell you to come back. Okay. Now, the reality of this is every single thing this man, and it's brilliant. I'm going to say it up front. Every single thing this man does is done in a way that fires up the left and exposes them for who they really are, creates more chaos within their own party, causes these socialist communists to show themselves and who they really are. As a result of the fallout. And so what I've learned now is when I see something pop up on my news feed and it's like, oh, Trump's this, Trump's that because of some tweet he did, I already know I'm going to wait a few hours and see what happens with the other side in their response. 94% of Republicans support this dude. 74%, I think, of independent voters support this guy now. 33% of the Democratic base. There's a reason why he lost such high numbers, and it's because you're a normal person, average citizen, me and you, we know what's up versus the other people who just channel into one message and they don't talk to anybody in the 3D world and actually have a dialogue. But all these tweets, everything he does, it's by design, and it's brilliant because he never really says anything that anybody could say, yes, see, he said, you know, this person, that means he's a racist. He never does anything. He always skirts the line, and it always causes fallout on the other side to expose who they really are, including the mainstream media. That's what I think.
Well, I think you're probably right on the money there. So let me ask you, yesterday the House voted to condemn his comments, non-binding resolution. 4 Republicans voted in favor of it. Then a Democrat crazy representative, Al Green, not the singer, but Al Green, the congressman, introduces impeachment proceedings, a bill. So given that poll after poll is showing that now is somewhere down in the low 20s in terms of America thinking that that's an appropriate direction, you think that helps Trump too, impeachment?
Absolutely. 1,000,000%. He even kind of says it. Now, he doesn't really say it about impeachment because I've noticed that when I hear him speak, excuse me, he doesn't he doesn't mention certain keywords, right? That are, and the guy's just a PR master. He's really getting it down, okay? So the Democrats, the left, I should say, the liberal left, because the classic Democrat, they already know that this is chaos. The classic Democrat was a free speech person, was a self-speech person. The liberal left is not the same party, okay? But they're getting consumed by that. And so if he keeps baiting them into saying the things that are polling low for them, it is helping him, absolutely. And especially when the House, you know, puts I briefly caught that news about what you said about them condemning his statement, right? So now the House just, you know, screens people's speech and says, we're going to condemn that. Who cares? Everybody already heard it. They're just making a spectacle out of something that ultimately is stupid, that if you were to ask most Americans, they'd be like, yeah, if you don't like it here, don't be here. And they just continue to shoot themselves in the foot. So, Jeff, to answer your question short, yes, I do think all of it helps him in the end. And if we, as long as we don't get censored or get frauded out of votes, we will crush 2020.
So do you think that, based on what you just said, crushing in 2020, do you think this has coattails and it helps us in Oregon?
If it will. Now, you take Bernquist, right? You've been talking about it. And I'll be honest with you, Jeff, I don't know a lot of these folks. So I'm learning a lot about them from you. And then I go to their wikis and I study them and what they do in their past, okay? So Bernquist is a perfect example. Yes, more quote-unquote politicians that aren't here to make this a career, maybe they are, maybe they're not, but aren't here to screw people. They really want to help people. There are some that exist, right, that have already been elected. And if they know what's smart, they will stand up because that's what we do as citizens. You talk about 9/11, that's a perfect example. When those buildings fell, people stood up. They stood up for each other. When there was hurricanes, when there's floods, there's tornadoes, there's war, there's famine, whatever the case may be, Americans stand up for each other. It's natural human nature in a lot of ways. But we always stand up for each other. And if our politicians took that same attitude with policy, and when they get bullied by the media or they get bullied by the retro Bolsheviks here locally in this state, they will garner a massive popularity, especially because that tide's already coming in at the federal level.
I think you're absolutely right. Chris, gotta go. Thanks so much for your passionate thoughts today. And I think that you, again, along with all of our other callers, get and understand what's going on. And I think that this state, because there are people who think this way, who are persuadable, this state is ripe for someone who has the ability to do that, to say what the rest of us are thinking. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Be safe out there today. One of those people that is, who believes in America, is my friend Fred Thompson. He fought for this country in Vietnam, door gunner on a special operations Huey. And he still believes in America. You know, you can do business with anybody. Think about the people you're doing business with, especially when it comes to retirement income, tax-free retirement income. Who are you doing business with? Maybe you don't have any. Maybe you're worried you don't have enough. Maybe it's life insurance. Why don't you do business with someone who has your best interests at heart? That's why Fred's a New York life agent. Doesn't have to be. He's been very successful in life. He does it because he likes helping people. Motivations. Those are the right things. You know what? You ought to work with people who have the right motivations. Why don't you call him? He'll come out to your home or you can come to his office. 503-428-7479. He can sit down and talk with you about how he can help make your life better. 503-428-7479. This has been an interesting day. I didn't get to this other topic. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow, about the sales tax repeal petition and kind of where we're at. And I've got some inside stuff on that I want to share with you. But I want you to just think about the things that we've talked about today. Think about how you can engage others, how you can change your world, because that's really what this is about. Make it a great day, folks. I'm back tomorrow, and I hope you are too. Be blessed. Keep praying for this great state and this great nation. See you then.